Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 172. You can be a Christian without joining any denominations. It is a fact of history that all denominations came into existence many centuries after the time of Jesus Christ. Denominations were unknown during the times that the apostles of Christ lived and wrote the New Testament. Divisions, or denominational tendencies, that is, the tendency for one group of Christians to teach a doctrine different from that taught by another, were known about and experienced during the first century. Contrary to many religionalists today who praise division or denominationalism, the apostles, who, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, wrote the New Testament, condemned denominationalism. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, has stated, "For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?" In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul also discussed division, or denominationalism. "I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." You may also refer to Romans chapter 16, verse 12. Thus we can see that there were no denominations in the original New Testament church. Indeed, the few small divisions that came into existence were quickly stamped out by actions of the apostles. Denominationalism was neither necessary nor desirable. So we must ask, to what church did the Christians of the first century belong? It had to have been the Lord's church, or body of Christ that Jesus died to save, that only and no other. Acts 20, verse 28. It is both reasonable and logical to ask, can I join the Lord's church today? If one could join the Lord's church today, he would not be joining a denomination. The Lord's church is not a denomination, nor does it contain denominations. The Lord's church would have all its New Testament markings, and would not have those markings identifiable with denominationalism. The main marking of the Lord's church is that of strict compliance with and submission to the apostles' doctrine as revealed in the New Testament. Creeds, or other books in addition to the Bible, and additional revelations are not needed and are against the teachings of the apostles who wrote in Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." The Bible reveals that all knowledge that is needed for us to do every good work has already been supplied. Read 2 Timothy 3, verse 17. Additionally, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6 warns us against doing beyond that which has been written. Other markings of the Lord's church are having Christ as its head, rather than some earthly person or office, having its headquarters in heaven, rather than in some earthly city, and its members using the name of Christians, rather than some denominational name. Study Colossians 1, verse 18, Colossians 3, verse 1, and Colossians 3, verse 17. But how do men today enter this pre-denominational church? Simply by doing the same thing as was expected of people in the first century, because the words of the apostles are to all mankind of any race and any century. They are for us today. One first and obvious step is to believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that through him, and him only, mankind can be saved. But contrary to the teachings of man, we must go on beyond this simple belief or acknowledgement. We must be obedient to the commandments of Christ, because Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Obviously, we must believe fervently that Jesus is God's Son, our Savior, the Christ. We must be obedient to both the commands of Jesus and those of the apostles. The apostles were told what to write in the Holy Scriptures, which are the New Testament. For Jesus promised, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." There are several things a believer must do before he becomes a member of the Lord's Church. One of these is to believe. Another is to repent, to turn away from a sinful life. And yet another is to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Few teach baptism for the remission of sins, and this requirement is yet another marking of the Lord's Church. In Acts chapter 2, verses 38 through 47, the Scriptures read in part, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Thus, you cannot join the Lord's Church in the sense that you join a club or any other man-made organization. Through your complete obedience to the will of God, you make yourself acceptable to him. God will then add you to the Lord's Church, to this only, and to none other. Thus, in this ancient manner, it is possible to become a Christian without joining any denomination.
The message.